If you don't do something the other man is not doing, then you're gonna get knocked off. Do it because you don't feel like doing it. Most people don't feel like waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And so you need to be the person that does it even if they don't feel it, but they do it because they're called to. Everybody wants to unleash greatness within them and everybody wants to be their best selves, but you're going to have to do stuff you don't feel like doing in order to get there. And so if we want to step into this transformative experience, then I need to have a competitive advantage over the competition. Where you say, man, I'm in competition with nobody, just me. And I get that, and I've said that. But the truth of the matter is, if you want longevity, if you want sustainability, if you want to scale, if you want peak performance, if you're going to do something in your bloodline, if you're going to pass something down generationally, if you're going to be a light, if you're going to do something that's never been done, wake up. It is time. It is time for transformation. It is time to unlock resilience and ignite energy and vitality. Waking up early gets me in touch with myself. It gets me in tune. It gets me in motion. It gets me in flow where I can perform my best. Wake up. Wake up. If you want this, then try it for 1 week. When you wake up early, it's just you. The world can wait, right? Emails can wait. Text messages can wait. The boardroom can wait. The playing field can wait. The court can wait. Everything can wait. And I can get dialed in with what I've been called to do. I can get dialed in with why I'm here. What is my purpose without any outside influences or stimuli? I don't need coffee right now. I don't need alcohol. I don't need an outside stimuli to get my day jump started. I just need to get up and get dialed in. We want to be successful, but we don't want to get dialed in on a morning routine. It's unbelievable to me how much we want success, but we don't want structure. Put away the devices, put away the distractions, put away the outside stimuli and the influences and all of the voices and get dialed in. If you're listening to me, let this be a moment of transformation and motivation, but let this moment not just move you, but change you to take action. Why am I here? What have I been placed on this earth to do? All of a sudden, when I wake up and the world is sleeping, I get a different perspective. I can get my agenda, my targets, and my aims crystallized in my head. And whatever becomes clear in my head, yo, I can hold in my hand, period. All of us has this power within us, this force of nature that we have not tapped into. There's another level. Life is lived on levels, and these levels are unlocked by taking action. My question to you is, will you take action and do something out of your paradigm? If you're going to obliterate programs and patterns, then you've got to do something different. Shake it up. Wake up early, man. Get up. It's time for an identity shift. It's time for elevation in your relationships and in your health and in your mindset and in your approaches and in your strategies. It's time to get into this space of innovation. It's your time. It's your turn. The wait is over. Get up and give back to yourself. If you're listening to me, get up, get up, get up, get up. It's time to go. Most people don't feel like waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Do it because you don't feel like doing it. You need to be the person that does it even if they don't feel it, but they do it because they're called to. Everybody wants to unleash greatness within them and everybody wants to be their best selves, but you're going to have to do stuff you don't feel like doing in order to get there. And so if we want to step into this transformative experience, then I need to have a competitive advantage over the competition. Well, you say, man, I'm in competition with nobody, just me. And I get that. And I've said that. But the truth of the matter is if you don't do something the other man is not doing, then you're gonna get knocked off. If you want longevity, if you want sustainability, if you want to scale, if you want peak performance, if you're going to do something in your bloodline, if you're going to pass something down generationally, if you're going to be a light, if you're going to do something that's never been done, then sometimes you're going to have to get up when you don't feel like it. If we're gonna unleash this untapped potential, then I have to do something that's gonna break the current paradigms that I've been living under. I gotta do something that's gonna obliterate the status quo. What you're going to discover about waking up at a certain time, specifically at a time you don't feel like it, that after a while, you will love it. Once you get that itch, once you smell that potential, all of a sudden, the world opens up to you, and 3 a.m., 4 a.m. is no longer a burden. It's just what you do. And you don't even need an alarm clock to go off because your passion awakens you. Your passion. You can go 3-4 hours of sleep, and you're ready to go again because something inside of you is saying, I got to achieve something. You got work to do. So make that decision that there's no turning back. And so we want to become unstoppable. And we want to be resilient. But we don't want to do what's impossible for most people. For most people, 3 a.m. is just like it's impossible in their mind. They don't even think about it. It's something they're just not going to do. They're going to get up at 7, 8, 9, 10. And so you've got to do what's impossible for most people in order to be that unstoppable force of nature. And I am an advocate for rest. Don't get me wrong. Like, we got to get rest. We need to sleep. I understand that, but there are seasons and timetables, and there are rooms I've got to walk into, and there are hands that I have to shake, and there are contracts that I have to sign, and there are deals that I have to close that are going to require me to lose sleep sometimes. And so if I believe in the power of the future, then I got to be willing to get up. Breakthrough. Do something you've never done. Start your day at a time where it is a sacrifice until it becomes an obsession. I get up early when the competition is sleeping. I get a competitive advantage in the marketplace. I get peace and quiet and some solitude where I can focus on me. I can condition myself. I can prepare myself. I can accomplish more by getting up earlier. When people are sleeping and I am working, by the time they wake up, bam, I'm already done. I'm done. I'm in a flow state. I can break out of the monotony. I can break out of the mundane. I can snap out of autopilot and step into that powerful driving force that is within me to help me unleash my untapped potential. Period. Waking up early gets me in touch with myself. It gets me in tune, it gets me in motion, it gets me in flow, where I can perform my best. And I can get hyper-focused on what matters most, and I can eliminate distractions, and everything that was hindering me, all of a sudden, wham, I hit a state of elevation. Everything that was toxic, everything that was not for me, everything that was not life-giving, I can get very clear on the future. It is time for transformation. It is time to unlock resilience and ignite energy and vitality. It's going to increase productivity. It's going to shift your identity. And it's going to unlock the dimension of unstoppable momentum. If you want this, then try it for 1 week. Do you just want to win? Or are you absolutely committed? Because when you are committed, when you have made the decision that I am going to win. It's no longer a want, it is a must. And when something becomes a must, when you become obsessed with what you've been called to do, you will sacrifice. People that are committed are willing to make the sacrifices. And so ask yourself the question, have you sacrificed everything? Are you paying the price? You gotta pay the price for what you want. Everything in your future comes at a cost. I am acquainted with loss, pain, lack, and famine. I want to win now, because winning has everything to do with your mentality. It has everything to do with how you talk, how you walk, how you think, how you overcome. Winning, it's not just a crown or a trophy. It is the process. It is who I am becoming. And that is how we win. If you are going to hit your goal, and if you're going to punch through your targets, you have got to see differently. You have got to think differently. You are going to have to connect differently. You're going to have to communicate differently. One day, I just decided I'm going to raise my standards. Make a decision. Raise your expectations. You got to go to the next level. There's always another level. You've been in this place of misery long enough. It's time to win. There is no other option. Winning is a non-negotiable. It's what I do. And all of a sudden, wham, no longer is it just what you do, it is who you have become. Because there are some people that win, and then there are winners. There are people who win, there are people who lose, and there are people who are winners. This ain't just something I do, it is who I have become. I am a winner. Consider this, that all environments do not breed and nurture a winning spirit. Not everybody grew up in a winning home. Yet, we often witness living examples of greatness springing up out of adversity. Somebody that chooses to defy the odds. Somebody that chooses to be the one in their bloodline that changes everything. One thing I know is that we've all been hit with a measure of adversity at some point in our life. You already know what failure feels like. People that are winners win both inner and outer. And they see it not just as an opportunity, but as a birthright. Winners are obsessed with counsel. Winners are obsessed with accountability. Winning is a habit. Winning is loving. Winning is being moved with compassion, because everybody deserves my best. Winning is wrapped up in the details. That is winning, the mentality. Winning is what I do at home. It's what I do on my job. It's my creative pursuits. It's my social activities. It's what communities I'm connected to. So are you willing to lose sleep? Are you willing to put the work in? Are you fully persuaded? Are you determined? Real winners. These are the people who have a positive self-awareness. They are crystal clear about where they are and where they're looking to go. This is the type of person that's got tunnel vision. They move in the dimension of mindfulness and gratitude. When we unpack the architecture of a winning mentality, we're dealing with someone that is armed and dangerous. That's all I'm thinking about. That's all I want. That's all I see. That's all I want to hold in my hand is a win. Winners are gap closers. These are people that every single day they're beating on their crap and they're closing the gap between where they are and where they're supposed to be. I'm supposed to be here. I belong here. Have you counted up the cost? It's going to cost you everything to win. winning isn't just a behavior, winning is an attitude. Because you can have good behavior and a bad attitude. And so winning is a behavior, winning is an attitude, winning is a way of living. You're going to have to manifest that thing that you see in your head to hold it in your hands. Make it count.
What you go through, you will grow through. I know you feel stuck in reverse, and you may be tired, you may be broken, you may be hurting, but listen, winning has everything to do with your mentality. I am going to win. I've had enough of the loss. I've had enough of the lack. I want to win now. I want to win. We all know what it's like to lose a job, to lose a family member, to lose money, to lose a position. Some of us have even lost our minds at points in our lives. So we are acquainted with loss. Some of us have lost love towards someone, or lost passion, or lost focus. Many of you listening to me know what it's like to lose everything.
You have another day where you failed yesterday, where you almost gave up yesterday, when you almost lost your mind, when you almost gave in, when your back was up against the wall.
But there is something in all of us, something very inborn, interwoven, something very intrinsic, a distinctive in all of us, a desire to win.
What are you made of? What is your DNA? What is your mentality? What are your goals? In this very moment, you have an opportunity. Seize the opportunity.
Everybody wants to win. Because winning is not just an exterior thing. How you overcome conflict, how you navigate a room, how you navigate relationships, how you manage your time, how you manage your money, it's not just an end thing. It is not just what I want. It is who I am becoming. That is how we win. Everybody wants to win. How are you so emotionally injured, so mentally drained, so physically fatigued that you have allowed your dream, your destiny to take a back seat to this excuse that you don't have what it takes, that you're not smart enough, that you're not tall enough, that you're not wide enough, that you're not deep enough, that you're not connected enough, that you don't know enough people? You keep comparing yourself to that person and this person. When will the excuses stop? Your purpose bigger than your excuse. I don't know your name, but I know you have a dream. I don't know where you're from or where you're listening to me. You may be listening to me in your closet, your bedroom, the gym, the car, the bus, the train, the plane. I don't know where you're going, but I know you are going somewhere. You've got a destination. People that make excuses are not connected to their destination. They don't have an end game. They don't have a goal. You have allowed yourself to become a weak link covered under the blanket of excuses. But I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that has a dream. And if you've made your excuses bigger than your dream, the time is now to apply pressure. It may not be easy, but it's not impossible. This is not a I feel like it today. This is not an I'm motivated for a week. This is an every single day mentality. You may have to work 3 jobs. You may have to lose sleep. You may have to go to college and raise 5 children and still maintain your marriage and work your side hustle. I don't know what your story is, but if you will keep a no excuse mentality, then the sky is not your limit. The sky is your starting point. This is an every single day mentality. I never get turned off. Every single day, I want my destiny. I want my dream. When somebody is in love with who they've been called to become, what they've been called to fulfill, what they've been destined to do, there is no day off. There are no light. Listen, I'm not a light switch. You can't turn me off. I can never get turned off. Every single day, I'm giving everything I have. That's how big my dream is. And so there's no excuse. There's no pain. There's no dilemma. There are no speed bumps. There's no distraction that can turn me off. I'm not a light switch. You can't turn me off. I want this thing every single day.
If it's important to you, you're going to find a way. You won't have to look for a resource. You will become resourceful. It's not always about the accomplishment. It's about the effort. If we can just keep that effort going, the excuse is irrelevant. You got to be stronger than your excuses. Excuses don't get results. Now we've got to go through the process of being stronger than our excuses. We get one opportunity to come this way. We get one shot. We got one life to live. Life is too short to make excuses.
Truth is, everybody's got purpose. Right? Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got something they have to pass or achieve or become. But we are generationally programmed to love convenience. And the truth of the matter is, it is so convenient to make an excuse. I want to give you just a few things that you can do to help you to stop making excuses, to help you to stop habitually gravitating to the place called convenience. If you can hear my voice, you've got work to do. You've got a destiny to fulfill. You've got a purpose to walk into. You've got a test to pass. You've got dots to connect, rooms to walk in, stages to stand on, and tables to sit down. We all want to do something. We all want to be somebody. We all want to go somewhere. And if these things are going to happen, we've got to stop habitually gravitating to excuse. Number one, you got to stop comparing yourself to everybody else. Rule number one, kill the comparison game. Oh, well, I don't do it like them, and I don't say it like them, and I'm not as tall as them, and I'm not as strong as them, and I don't have the money that they have. I don't have the resources that they have. The reason why I couldn't do it is because my parents weren't there for me, and the reason why I didn't go to college on a full ride because my coach, he didn't create the highlight reel for the sports scholarship. The reason why. And so we're just programmed to blame everybody else. When will you look in the mirror and stop comparing yourself to everybody else? We compare ourselves to the way people look. We compare our stories to their stories and our relationship to their relationship. Every single day, the excuses that we make are like a warm blanket pulled over us, covering up the underlying issue of fear, the spirit, the personality of fear. Truth is that the reason why you haven't done it is because you're afraid. Maybe if you could just listen to this a couple times, maybe you'll stop making so many excuses, because the excuse is nothing but a cosmetic. It's makeup. It's a blanket. It's a convenience that we habitually gravitate to because it just makes us feel better. But the underlining issue, the underlining cancer, the inflammation is fear. We're afraid. We're afraid that if we give our best, the best isn't good enough. We're afraid because we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people. We're afraid that we won't be seen. We're afraid that people will change if we evolve. We're afraid that maybe we'll lose our friends if we began to shift our thinking. You have to have a marriage mentality when it comes to achieving what it is that's on the inside of you, what it is that's in your head, to manifest it and hold it in your hands. You have to have a marriage mentality. The problem with many of you is you keep dating the idea, the potential of focus and success and determination and discipline. You're only disciplined once a week. You're only determined twice a week. You're only enthusiastic about the journey on Sundays or Wednesdays. Once you make a covenant, you know what? I'm going to commit to this. You're going to put the blood, you're going to put the sweat, you're going to put the tears in, you're going to lose sleep, You're going to go days without eating. You're going to do whatever it takes to make the sacrifices necessary to manifest. There are too many people in your life who have left you. There are too many people in your life who have counted you out. There are too many people in your life who have whispered in your ear and said you'll be worse off without them. Prove them wrong. Keep loving those who have lied on you. Keep blessing those who have cursed you. Don't be bitter. Don't be frustrated. Listen, just remain faithful behind the scenes. Promotion is coming. Stages and opportunities are being prepared right now as you sacrifice in secret, as you put the work in the dark room, as you do what is required to hold in your hand what you see in your hand.